You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
She says no name, please, but I think we'll call her, let's go with Rebecca.
Okay, I'll make a note.
We'll call her Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Hi, boys. Please don't use my name on this. I'm getting married at the end of the month. And I hit, oh, that'd be kind of cool. Would that be like a Halloween wedding?
That's cute. Yeah, everybody come as a zombie.
I'm getting married at the end of the month. I had my bachelorette party recently out of town. I didn't even really want to have the party, but my closest friends talked me into it. That Saturday night, we had a limo and hit several bars. You know the drill, Jer. I mean...
And go back a step. Doesn't everybody say that? I don't really want to go to this party and have the night of my life. I don't want to do this and have everybody buy me drinks and cruise around in a limo. I don't want to do that.
Look, everybody I'll take the unpopular opinion. I think bachelor and bachelorette parties are up there with New Year's Eve and Las Vegas as the most overrated things
that
everyone
little cheese.
Imagines is going to be great. And then it's kind of like, it's the same old.
I think it's just something that you say, though, to make your future bride or groom, say, make them feel like you're not, like you're not going to have the time of your life, but you're really excited to go out. You just kind of do it for their feelings.
I guess.
I don't want to do this. And then you're like winking at your girlfriends.
Anyway, she goes, that Saturday night we had a limo and hit several bars. Remember, this is out of town, too. By 11 o'clock, I was very tipsy. We ran into a group of very hot guys.
Oh.
Here we go. My maid of honor kept pushing me to flirt with one of the guys, saying it was my last chance to have fun like that. I refused at first and was a good girl.
What a horrible maid of honor.
Well, she wasn't saying, like,
go
sleep with the guy.
This is the last night. This is the last night you're single. Go tear it up.
About an hour later, though, that guy and I ended up waiting for bathrooms to open up and started talking alone, and I let him kiss me.
Oh, boy.
Then, when we came out of the bathroom, we went out the back door and made out for about 3 or 4 minutes. Nothing else happened, but it was a good, quick makeout session. Then we went back inside. And I immediately felt horrible about it. We left soon after that. I was back home on Sunday afternoon. You probably know what I'm going to ask, she writes. Do I tell my fiance what happened or just act like it never happened? I don't even know if my friends knew about it, although the guy and I were gone for a while, so they might have been suspicious. I don't want to mess up my relationship. And I know what I did was wrong, but should I tell? And I like the way she closes. She goes, thank you. I never thought I'd write to you guys. I've been listening since I was in seventh grade. Thank you again.
Well,
and
thank
that is
you.
From, we're going to call her
Rebecca. Air quotes.
So, now, I know you. I already
I
know
feel
your
dirty.
Answer.
I know. I feel dirty just hearing that.
Because you're like, you immediately run and tell.
I'm so sorry. Look what I did.
Jeremy's an immediately run and tell.
I would.
And I'm an immediately no. Just get on with
I
your
think
life.
You should
it was a
say
stupid,
I slipped up. It was you know, I was drunk.
Thing.
And it
It's
was,
not sleeping with a guy.
No, but making out for 3 or 4 minutes is, you're
out of town.
You're swapping spit, man, with somebody else. Like,
listen,
a week before
I'm
you're going to get married.
I'm the one who said that bachelor and bachelorette parties are overrated, especially because stuff like this happens. And you're the guy saying, no, you got to go
I don't have to, but I think it's all an act when people say that they don't want to do it, but then they're like, let's get it on.
She went out to tear it up and proceeded to do so.
Well, if she's doing it now, a week or whatever before her wedding, I feel like there's going to be a pattern developing here where every time she goes out with her girlfriend, something just might happen.
No, it's not.
You don't know.
You don't know either.
I have a good hunch. If she's doing this kind of behavior right before her wedding,
oh, please.
I'm against it. I don't like it.
You're saying if you make one transgression, she will always end up making out with guys when she goes out with her friends.
I think so.
That's ridiculous. You don't even believe that. You're just trying to
goose
people.
No, I think I do. I mean, if she was so easily swayed to do this... A week before her wedding? What happens after they're married?
Let's examine that easily. She didn't want to go to the party in the first place. Then,
supposedly.
when her friends were pushing her to do it, she refused and she spent the next hour or so not talking to anybody.
And then she did it when nobody was looking, so there was no witnesses. No, no, I couldn't possibly. I got to run to the bathroom, though.
Rather than disparaging poor Rebecca, why don't you tell me how you're going to vote here? She's supposed to fess
up. She should tell the guy so he has the chance to rethink what he's doing. Maybe he might feel that this is a pattern.
I wouldn't want to be in a
relationship
with you.
that'd be weird.
Tell, don't tell.
Ben wrote in and said, bottom line, disrespectful. Disrespectful to not only the groom, but his family, everyone in the wedding party, everyone who's coming to the wedding. You're getting ready to commit to somebody forever, and she's out sucking face with some dude? Wow, nice self-control. And he goes on to conclude by saying, I'd want to know that she's a cheater now than after
Ben,
we're married. It's easier to break
Ben,
up.
Why don't we go back to like the ancient times and stone her, Ben? You just made her the worst person on the planet.
Well, that's excessive.
God. Well, his answer is excessive. Disrespectful to 10,000 people.
It is. The people that are traveling to this wedding, all the planning that's got into it, the money that's got into it. And she's like, one night, I'm going to go make out with a guy. It's one night.
I sure would like to be the woman who marries Ben and is absolutely perfect, and then what's it like for Ben to live a perfect life?
He sounds
life?
Extremely faithful and well committed to his lover.
You know, those are the people you need to be worried about the most, the ones who posture like that, if you ask me.
He's pretty fired up, Dom.
I'm a little bit more honest. It's like, come on. You know what? Honest to God, we have full lines. We're going to take calls here in a second. Honest to God.
What?
If Gretchen came to me the day of our wedding, she says, at my party, she didn't have a bachelor party. She says, we're out of town. She goes, I made out with some dude I'll never see again. I'd be like, was he a good kisser at least? I mean,
that's weird to me.
Oh,
that's
come
weird.
On.
You'd be like, oh, no big deal. We made out and had
Did
some heavy petting. Let's
guy?
Get married.
Yes, that's a problem. Is it a guy she knows and she's going to see more often? Problem. Is it a guy she works with? Problem.
What
Is
if it was you that went
friends?
Out and made out with somebody for 20 minutes and then came back
I
and told
Gretchen? I think
Gretchen
would say the same thing. She'd be like, what a stupid thing to do.
You guys.
By the way, put bread on our grocery list.
I think you're a big talker.
I'm not saying it's optimum.
Yeah.
I'm saying to make it the end of the world, I'm worried about people who go to that extreme forever. That's the 1 to 5 people where everything's either a 1 or a 5.
I think it's a solid 3 to 3.5, though. If you're
this
making out
3,
with somebody before your wedding.
Listen, it's poor judgment, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it's Very. Not like the end of the world here. It's a drunk lady at a bachelorette party
what
kissing
if
some stranger.
This guy had a cold sore or something, you know?
Well, now that's a problem. I agree with you there. But all, especially it's dudes, I think, who are going to be the ones who are like, you got to immediately tell. I want to know so I can get that woman out of my life.
No, but I think it would break your heart a little bit. I'd have a little pit in my stomach like, wow, you know, I'm getting ready to commit my life to you and you did this? I would have a really bad pit in my stomach. I would, man. I would.
You guys are delicate.
Well, I like to
Again,
be committed
levels,
in my relationships,
levels,
too.
Where, yes, so do I.
Well,
so do I. But now
okay,
levels, Jeremy.
Okay.
Levels. Bachelorette party before they're married, a kiss versus going off and having an affair and sleeping with someone.
The kiss
is there
is
a
where,
difference?
The kiss could be where it all starts.
She's never going to see a
if
guy out of town again.
If she is this easily swayed a week before her
stone
wedding.
Stone her, Jeremy. What? Stone her.
Quit saying that. That sounds horrible.
Well,
how's she going to be?
Step away from
no, how's,
that.
How is it going to be when they're finally married? Like, oh, I slipped up again.
It'll be fine.
Oh,
Everything
shucks.
Be
I
fine.
Went out with the girls again and slipped up again.
No,
you know?
It'll be fine, actually.
It could be
They
a
won't
pattern.
Have any problems.
It could be a pattern of bad behavior starting.
Yeah, she might not put her shopping cart back in the corral, too.
Now
stone
you're being
her.
Quit saying stone her. That is a horrible thing.
That, in my mind,
that is
where
horrible.
When men are going after women for making one transgression and they are suddenly the worst people on the planet. It sounds like
I guarantee you if the tables were turning, it was the groom making out with somebody.
It sounds like Middle Ages men. I don't mean
no,
middle
age.
I'm talking about men from the Middle Ages.
No,
like the
I don't think so at all. It's
biblical.
It's a conversation over commitment is all it is. I mean, if the tables were turned with a guy making out with somebody at his bachelor party, he'd be crucified. If we're going biblical, the dude would be crucified this morning. How could
don't
he?
Don't think so.
He's a pig. He's horrible. This is a pattern
so.
Of bad behavior.
I believe there's
would be
a double standard. I believe there's a double standard, and I believe most guys would say, that's just boys being boys.
Mm. I don't know. Hey, we have calls.
Let me say this. When we go to the
phone,
if it's a guy, I guarantee you his answer is going to be, tell him. I 100%.
Okay.
Who's first? John, let me guess. You're going to say, tell him, aren't you?
Absolutely.
There you go, buddy. Attaboy.
There you go.
You'd want to know if your fiance was out making out with people.
John, thank you for the call. We appreciate you being on
and
the show.
And that's it. 1 point for tell him. Okay.
Yeah, tell him. Ugh.
It's a bad sign.
Hi, Leah. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I'm going to say no, but I have a caveat.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We like those.
Okay. So I say this is like she's the only person that knows her relationship, and she's the only person who knows if that guilt is going to eat her alive, and she's also the only person that's going to know how her fiance may or may not react to that. I don't think it's that big. I mean, I agree. I don't like it. I see both of your sides. I would want to know, but like, how would she feel if her fiance came to her a week before and told her that he messed around with somebody and was going to try to hide it from her? Like, would she be super upset? And if she thinks that their relationship is more like Dom and Gretchen's, where you guys are like, cool, what, add bread to the shopping list and like you don't bat an eye at it, then like, then cool, don't do it. But she's the only person that knows what her relationship's like. So if they're cool like that, then no. But if
it sounds like they're
like that,
not cool like that though, because she is asking the question, oh my gosh, should I say something?
Right.
I don't think they're cool like that.
I don't feel like I personally could live without saying something because I don't like having guilt inside of me like that and trying to keep it.
But your vote was to not tell.
Don't tell.
But because but that's like I said, if it's that, if it's
well,
not
I know,
that,
but we need it. We,
yeah,
we
need a
know.
Solid vote from
so
you,
we
though.
We need an answer. Are we telling or not telling?
Boom, right off the top of your head, what do you think? Tell, don't tell?
No.
Don't tell.
Don't tell.
Okay.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
I don't like, too, that she made out with this guy. And then, two, in that note, you were saying that the maid of honor was kind of egging her on to do it.
Yeah,
to do something.
Ain't right.
That's
See,
not
I'm
right
more
either.
Upset with the maid, I'm more upset with the maid of honor than I am with the bride-to-be.
So, again, even after they're married and she goes out with his maid of honor and some other girlfriends willy-nilly on a Saturday night, is the maid of honor going to do that again?
Well, now you're assuming that people don't learn from their mistakes. Here's Sean. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Well, let me go ahead and put down a vote for tell before you even answer. Now, what do you say?
I'm with Jeremy 100% on this one. That's a terrible maid of honor. I don't know why she would be cool with her friend doing that, but I know that if the tables were turned, that's a whole new story, crucified.
All right, so don't say anything.
Oh,
no,
or say
tell.
Something. You said, you okay, got you, so say
he's
something.
He's saying tell. Of course he is. Listen,
yeah.
Thank you
okay,
for
buddy.
I didn't
All
understand
right.
The
yeah,
end of
I
this.
Got confused. And I'm still thinking about your learning from the mistakes line. I mean, but although, like, she's like, well, if I got away with it once, why can't I get away with it again?
Well, are you that
so
way?
So is she going to learn from her mistakes?
Let me ask you, are you that way? If you make a mistake, do you continue to make the mistake all the time?
Depends on what the mistake is.
I mean,
if I eat a bag of Cheetos, I know that's a mistake. But give me a week and another bag of Cheetos, I'll probably do it again.
No, you know what we're talking about here. I think Nicole needs to know do you learn from your mistakes or do you not?
I would hope.
Oh well, but that doesn't apply to her because there's a double standard with men and women. So you're saying
who?
You could learn from a mistake, but that Rebecca could not.
I don't know her. I don't know if she could learn from her mistake. I don't know what type of person she is.
That's fair.
But I feel like if she gets away with it now, maybe she feels like she can get away with it again.
Jesse, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hi. What do you think?
I think she needs to tell him.
Okay. How come?
Well, because I think that's a terrible way to start a marriage by keeping a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, if the maid of honor was, like, encouraging her to do this, what's to tell that the maid of honor later on won't tell the husband and it comes out anyways from somebody other than her.
But she's saying that the maid of honor doesn't know that she did this.
Because this was done in private.
They were out of, it was out in private. It wasn't in front. The maid of honor doesn't even know that she did it.
Oh, well, I
and I can't see the maid of honor going to the husband and saying, you know, I was encouraging your wife to mess around. I don't see her doing that because she knows she would no longer be accepted around him. So,
which might be for the best. I don't want this guy around his future bride or this maid of honor.
I agree. I don't like the maid of honor. Jesse, thank you for your call. We got your vote. And that has decided it. But we'll let, is it Valda or Valda? How do you pronounce your name?
It's Valda.
Valda, what are we telling or not telling?
I think she should tell him. Because a bachelorette party is no excuse to act like you're single, because you're not single.
Yeah,
that's right, you're not.
Okay. Very good. Hey, listen, thank you for calling us and giving us a piece of your mind. We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
Welcome.
You as well.
Bye.
I got my butt kicked on this one.
Oh, no.
4-1, man. It was tell.
Also, a ton of texts coming in, guys. Thank you so much. We'll try to reply to you guys and, you know, acknowledge your opinions and stuff. So thank you
we'll
so much for
best.
Texting in. Yeah, there's a lot. A lot of people calling me puckered, too, which is fun.
Well, somebody here is calling us the Abbott and Costello of morning radio. I like this. They had this. Oh, this is Michael. He says, also, every guy getting married at the end of the month who's listening to this are about to ask their fiance some questions.
Hey, listen, That's have you true. Ever used the fake name Rebecca before?
Or just call her that and see if she
yeah,
turns
call her. What?
Hey, Rebecca.
Oh.
It is you.
Aha.
Oh, my God. That's funny.